Most economists believe a recession already has begun in the United States. President Bush has been urging Congress to give the economy a boost by passing a stimulus package. Republican lawmakers want to encourage investment while Democrats push spending. NPR's John Itzde reports that there is disagreement about whether the package is necessary.
Mickey Levy, chief economist at Bank of America, would not be disappointed if the stimulus package died in the Congress. He says there's already enough economic stimulus in the pipeline.
The Federal Reserve has already lowered interest rates dramatically. In addition, the tax cuts enacted this year already provide for $70 billion in additional tax relief.
And Washington has already authorized $40 billion to beef up national security and for recovery and rebuilding in New York. Besides, says Levy, consumers, whose spending accounts for two-thirds of economic activity, are already regaining their footing.
Clearly, after an initial shock, households are bouncing back.
In fact, a report released yesterday showed retail sales shot up 7.1% in October, fueled by 0% financing for cars. But economist James Galbraith of the University of Texas thinks the country's economic problems won't fade with 1 month of sharp retail spending growth.
There is a tendency to view this as a psychological shock, a blow to confidence that occurred as a result of the attacks of September 11th, from which the economy would recover with time and as spirits recovered. But in fact, I think we're facing something that's substantially longer term and substantially more complicated.
Galbraith says the U.S. was already on the road to a nasty recession before September 11th because the high-tech and telecom boom went bust. The bust left companies with too much capacity and no incentive to invest, he says. And during the boom times, consumers took on huge amounts of debt that they're now trying to pay down. Tax cuts and Federal Reserve interest rate cuts won't boost either corporate or consumer spending in that environment, he says. What's needed, says Galbraith, is revenue sharing. Congress should send money to the states, many of which are now cutting their budgets, so they can create jobs with spending on things like schools and transportation.
I would prefer to do that on a large scale so that you get ahead of the problem. And if you add more money than the states can use, let them cut their taxes. Let them give a sales tax holiday, as has been proposed, or property tax holidays.
Stabilizing the economy in this way will cost far more than the $125 billion the Congress is currently considering. But the alternative, Galbraith says, is a long recession with unemployment rising to 7% or more. Economist Gail Fossler of the Conference Board, a business think tank, isn't as worried as Galbraith, but she thinks a stimulus package is necessary.
It's certainly not the worst recession that we've had, but it is a recession, and I think we could shorten the length of the recession by providing a little more stimulus on the tax side.
Fossler says the biggest economic problem is that lenders, shocked by the financial problems of marquee companies like Lucent and Xerox, are afraid to issue credit. So Fed interest rate cuts aren't resulting in more borrowing. She says a stimulus package with faster tax write-offs for business equipment could help. It would improve business cash flows, making them more attractive to lenders. But Mickey Levy of Bank of America argues temporary tax cuts and quick fixes don't provide a solid footing for economic growth.
Historically, temporary fiscal packages don't work precisely because they're perceived to be temporary.
Most Americans saved this year's tax rebate because they saw it as temporary tax relief. For businesses, temporary measures raise uncertainty, says Levy, which is the enemy of business investment. The exception, he says, is a temporary extension of unemployment benefits, which could help workers and boost their spending. If Congress feels a need to do more, he says, it should focus on funding new priorities, like improved national security, which would provide a good foundation for long-term growth. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.